Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned up. Stop it right now. I'll be gone. I'll play my fight.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, let's see, very dreary day here in New York City, very dreary. I don't know, it's going to rain and all kinds of humidity. I'm so glad there's some air conditioning in my house. But anyhow, and it's, it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon right now. But we're going to have really interesting show. This is a festival that's coming up. It has to do with the country's only farm-to-bar cocktail festival. I don't know what that means, but I'll tell you, we have Tyler Heulinger. I can't tell if it's Hollinger or Heulinger, but I guess I'll ask him when he comes on to talk about this entire aspect of this. Tyler, how are you?
Hey there. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure thing. So let's begin with, introduce yourself to my listeners.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Tyler Hollinger, and I produce the Cocktail Festival Secret Summer, which is the nation's first and only farm-to-bar cocktail festival. And what that means is that we celebrate amazing cocktails that are locally grown, sustainable, organic, hyper-seasonal, and delicious.
When you're talking about, you're talking about the alcohol itself?
A little of both. So the ingredients of the cocktail are all from local farms and orchards. And then everything that's in season right now. So for example, white nectarines and peaches, plums, strawberries. These are things that we're making in the cocktails right now.
Oh, so there's going to be, what I'm guessing from looking at stuff, there's going to be fruit and herbs with the cocktails.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so a lot of one of the cocktails we're doing has matcha powder and fresh mint. Then another cocktail has fresh beets. So we're making cocktails with not just typical fruit juices, but also vegetables.
Now, I'm just kind of curious because I happen to have some matcha powder in my house. What are you mixing it with?
Whiskey. So we're doing a Japanese whiskey cocktail with a sparkling sake and matcha powder, and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, my God. This will be interesting. I get drunk on scotch tape, by the way, so I have to be kind of careful about the drinking thing. So tell me about how did this come about, and what's your role in this entire thing?
Well, I own the festival, and my company, High Life Productions, produces events all over New York City for brands, fashion labels, major organizations. And this festival is a chance for the general public to be able to get a ticket, buy a ticket to a really exclusive party. So a lot of the best parties in New York City are private events that you don't exactly can't exactly go to. This is the exception. So we have 5 live bands, live theater, immersive artists. We have amazing food from local New York food vendors, and then we have fantastic cocktails as well.
So, and what prompted you? Like, have you ever been to the Foundry before?
I have, yeah. The Foundry is our venue, and it's a beautiful venue in Long Island City that is, again, generally regarded for private events. So you don't normally get invited to the Foundry unless you're attending a private event there, and this is your chance to attend as the public.
Oh, okay. I've seen photos of it. It looks like a lot of – is it mostly outdoors? Because I'm – seeing like is the event going to be held in the garden?
Yeah, it's all over the Foundry. It's the entire space.
Oh, okay. So there'll be, if it's like too humid, I could go indoors and
yeah.
enjoy it as well.
Yeah, there's indoors as well.
Oh, okay. I'll be outdoors to take a bunch of photos, and then I'll sit indoors to enjoy. I understand there's, thank goodness, going to be some food. Tell me about that.
The food, well, we have a number of different food vendors from the Churipan, which is making artisanal sandwiches, San Mateo Pizzas, which are doing wood-fired personal pizzas. Then we have Sophie's Cuban, as well as Wise Fish Poke Bowls, arepas, which are doing really nice cheese arepas. We have waffles and Van Leeuwen ice cream for dessert. It's a lot.
Are the vendors, are they from Queens, or any of them from Queens,
they're all from New York City.
Oh, but are any of them from Queens? Just so I have a heads up when I'm dealing with the article. Just
Sophie's Cuban has locations all over the city. I'm sure they have one in Queens.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to find out since I'm doing this article for the Times Ledger, and it's very Queens oriented. So when I'm, you know, when I'm there, I could, you know, what I'm pushing in terms of things that are in Queens other than this event, which is absolutely good enough, just the event itself. I'm going to be doing an all-nighter, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know on this because this is due the next day in the afternoon. So, and I hope I have the opportunity to get a photo of you and a whole bunch of other people, and we're going to try to set something up. But okay, can you tell us about your background anyway?
My background? Well, in addition
to you're running this whole thing.
In addition to producing amazing events like Secret Summer on Sunday, August 12th, I'm a professional actor, writer, director. I make movies in Hollywood and New York City. And I own High Life Productions, so I'm an event producer as well.
Oh,
as well as being a New Yorker.
Are there events coming up that we may want to know about?
Well, I mean, the only events that are
for
open
you,
to the public are Secret Summer
in
August.
This is your chance to this is your chance to do your own PR. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just to wrap things up, Secret Summer in August, Sunday, August 12th, that's coming up next week. There's only 100 tickets left, so unfortunately the capacity of the venue is only 1,000 people, so we only have 100 tickets left. They've gone very fast, and we expect to be sold out pretty much by Wednesday, and there's amazing things that are happening, including the performances, all the food and incredible drinks, as well as the after party, which is at the Profundo rooftop swimming pool, which is a real treat because it's an exclusive nightclub that a lot of people don't get access to. But with your Secret Summer wristband, you're going to be able to party from 8 o'clock to 1 a.m. So don't forget to bring your bikini.
Okay. I don't know that I will, but what I'm coming to, I guess, is the press event itself.
Yeah, the press event is a chance for the press. It's only 150 press people, and it's a chance for them to taste the cocktails and then write a review about it. So we're looking forward to seeing you, and I wanted to thank you for your time today. I loved being on your show.
Okay. Well, great. Is there anything else you want? Let me ask you just a question about this thing with this. There's an herb garden or something, an herb wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they'll be able to pick a favorite herb to complete their cocktail. What kind of herbs would you kind of use for a?
Well, I mean, for example, we're using lavender in the vodka cocktail. So you can pick fresh lavender off the herb wall and use it in your cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Lavender lemonade is what we're doing.
Oh, okay. That sounds quite interesting. Well, okay. I really appreciate your calling in. And I guess I'll see you on Monday.
Excellent. Sounds great.
All right, have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, I hate when there's blank time, but I needed to click and whatever. Okay, and, well.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Ah, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies and cookies, soft batch cookies, at www.brownies.com. I understand there's new brownies coming out that I will just have to sample. That's cinnamon chocolate brownies. Okay. So I want to just go back to what I received as some info in case people are interested in going to this event on August 12th. I understand that Man versus Food host Casey Webb will be judging the best cocktail. And they said that he, in terms of entertainment, Shakespeare in the Park's Othello star Chuck Woody Iwuji, well, I'm trying to pronounce it, performers star, sitar and table, Hungry March Band DJ Kieran Taylor, Carol Watanabe, Taiko drums, and Moon Hooch, along with the Secret Summer Event producers, Tyler Hollinger, Andy Maturana, and Allison Duval. Okay, and yep, well, as I said, I'm glad there's going to be only 100 to 150 people from the media to attend. And I'm quite looking forward. So, I'm going to end early. I didn't realize that it would be that quick, but that's okay. Where is my... I never know what's coming up for me. Oh, let's go to hear my music, my. Oh, by the way, I must announce the New York Sharks women's tackle football team won the WFA National Championship. I'm going to be getting some of the players to talk about this on my radio show. Just briefly, owner Andrew Douglas sold the team, and this happens to be the last year that the New York Sharks will be playing. And how perfect a way to go out in style than to win the national championship. How perfect. And yes. And I thought, well, this is totally the end, but it's not. It looks like sometime at, I guess, the end of the month of this month, they're going off to England. The New York Sharks are representing the United States, going off to England to play in an international trophy game. And maybe I can get Andra, somebody to talk about this whole thing. But in the meantime, I got to go, my cats are like giving me the eye. And the chickens are sleeping. So everybody have a nice day. Evening.